Samsung announced this week that it's building a new mega semiconductor factory in Texas. In a news conference on Tuesday, Texas Governor Greg Abbott said the deal will have a historic impact.
This project will create more than 2,000 jobs and will have an initial capital investment of $17 billion. This is the largest foreign direct investment in the state of Texas ever.
Now, this investment will have implications beyond Texas as the world continues to face a shortage of cutting-edge chips in phones, cars, video games, and other technology. Let's bring in Robin Farzad, host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, hi.
Scott, how are you?
I'm great. Why did Samsung choose to put its next plant in the U.S.? It already has a facility in Texas, and now this is two.
Well, it should be said first, Scott, that this is a big, sizzling bowl of bibimbap. I mean, Samsung is a national champ for South Korea, a brand not unlike Apple for the United States. And if you have semi-manufacturing capability right now, which Samsung does, you're enjoying a seller's market the world over. Suppliers, customers, lawmakers, consumers, they all realize how much of the modern-day supply chain hinges on these essential chips for everything from cars to smartphones, video games, TVs. So if you're Samsung, you avail yourself of big bonuses to build in Texas. The governor and mayor and everyone get to crow about it. The White House is saying we're going to throw $50 billion at this national, you know, chip shortage crisis. So yeah, you're in the buyer's seat.
And as you say, big tax breaks offered by Texas for Samsung. Samsung said that it greatly appreciates the initiatives and effort put forward by the Biden administration. Now, the United States has fallen behind in global market share in this business. How does this mega deal fit into broader American aspirations in semiconductors?
It's become a matter of national security. Time was the U.S. dominated global semiconductor manufacturing. Its share approached 40% back in 1980. Now that's just at 12% with all of the offshoring. And that might be fine when everything is running at above global capacity, you know, plummeting prices and unreal innovation at the microscopic level have made cheap laptops and smartphones and VR headsets ubiquitous now. But when you have a global shock like COVID in 2020, you realize how at the mercy you are of you know, chip heavyweights like Taiwan and South Korea. I mean, U.S. auto factories are desperate. And so you, as the United States, want to control more of your supply chain destiny. I mean, the White House can beg and plead, but it took suasion plus a ton of major subsidies at the state and federal level to get Samsung to do this.
You mentioned these heavyweights. We have seen announcements in the U.S. recently of investments in this space, not just from Samsung, Intel, Texas Instruments, Taiwan's TSMC, this big giant here. Any chance we're going to see more investment we haven't heard about yet in the U.S., especially if Congress passes this $52 billion you mentioned?
I have no doubt that other states and municipalities, in conjunction with the White House, I mean, this is a fairly bipartisan effort. They're negotiating and razzle-dazzling right now. Thing is, many of the ultimate consumer goods are still assembled overseas. And so you've seen, you know, Taiwanese semiconductor CEOs and the like being skeptical about this effort, that it's just kind of a, you know, electioneering here in the United States. Yes, auto manufacturing in the U.S. has seen quite a revival in the South and the Midwest, but where are most electronics being manufactured and assembled? China. And China has known for decades that its tech IP is essential to the strength it projects abroad. It's ratcheting up its own chip plans and subsidies, and we know that when Beijing wants to act, it can be far more, you know, fast and autocratic and direct than Washington.
And finally, we do know that, I mean, making these itty-bitty chips is really hard, right? We know the Chinese, as far as being able to do it, are a generation or more behind. How are the Americans in this space as far as being able to design next-generation chips and also manufacture them?
Gosh, you know, it's a tall order. As we get into 5G and VR, and even GM and Ford get more of their, you know, EV groove on, you're looking at an arms race for specialized chips. Who can even guess what the world is going to look like in late 2024 when Samsung is hoping to open this big Texas chip factory? I mean, what happens if Beijing keeps threatening Taiwan, which has more than 60% of global semiconductor foundry revenue? And Taiwan manufacturers are do or die for many of the products you count on buying today, even down to brake sensors. So it's, you know, it's necessary, but I think it's really belated that the United States is waking up to this.
Robin Farzad is the host of Public Radio's Full Disclosure. Robin, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving, Scott.